another opportunity in his holy and righteous name. Well, good morning again, Master's Call family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we give God glory for the opportunity to come together on this Resurrection Monday to glorify his holy name. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, you are great, and you are greatly to be praised. And we thank you, Father, that you have given us this Resurrection Monday to open our eyes and to breathe the breath of life, to open our eyes and to see your glory in the midst of all that you're doing. And, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you touch each and every one on this call, that you minister, Father, in a special way. We thank you, Father, that our hearts, our minds will be able to receive what thus says the Lord. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who diligently, consistently carried this call forth, Lord God, that we all may come together in spirit and glorify you and worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, with that in mind, we say bless and minister through the speaker this morning, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you continue to strengthen the person, Lord God, and that your word would flow like never before, Lord God, that we all may be able to hear and receive what thus says the Lord. We thank you, Father, for blessing our going out, blessing our coming in. Bless Artists International in such a special way, Father God. And we be careful to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise, Father. We thank you, Father, for Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon. We thank you for Alejandro and Elvia. We thank you, Father, for Vice President Clement Boyd. We thank you, Father, for all the leaders and down to the person that signed up last night, Father God. We thank you for each and every one of them. And as we go forth, Lord God, doing your work as ministers in the marketplace, we thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. Strengthen the speaker again, Lord God. And we speak to the evil one and says, no weapon formed against us will prosper. And this call will flow like never before. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we love and appreciate each and every one of you. And I'm going to see if the host is there. Host, are you there? Well, praise God, praise God. We're going to carry on. I want to continue to say good morning, good morning, good morning to the Master's Call. And this is Brenda Terrell here in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, who resides on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And we welcome you on this Resurrection Monday and say welcome, welcome, welcome. And if this is your first time on the call, we give you a special welcome. And we want to let you know that this call goes forth every Monday through Friday at this very same time here, and we call it the Master's Call. Now, if you're not aware of it, we started back in October 2010, and we thank God for two wonderful women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. Now, the scripture is Psalms 88:13, and it is, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we also have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, all messages have been archived on that site, and you can also go there and see the bios of our speakers. Now, what thrills me is that we have a theme for the year, and it is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as being a greeter or a host, or you might have a word from the Lord, you can do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, we also ask you to submit your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, because we want those as well. Again, send them to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, the thread that really brought us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And we're so excited about what God is doing with the new things that are going forth and how we are helping people with their health. I always say that it is the best company, health and wellness company, on this side of heaven. And I truly believe that because we have products such as 72-hour weight loss system. We have products such as the Lavive juice that gives people energy, that helps alkaline their bodies. I can go on and on. But I tell you what, I'll tell you more about it because we're also in the midst of getting 5,000 new distributors in our within 90 days. And we're excited because we believe that we're going to get there, if not pass it. And if you want to hear more about this company, we do have a 24-hour on-demand overview call that you want to listen to. It's 641-715-3900, 641-715-3900. The PIN is 904434#. 904434#. We have Executive Vice President of Sales, Mr. Clement Bard, who gives a brief but thorough information on our products as well as our company. Now, we also are excited because we have a conference coming up June 11 in Houston, Texas. June 11 in Houston, Texas. You want to be in the place. And we are so excited because God is doing great and wonderful things. I know it's going to be at the airport by the Intercontinental Airport, Bush Intercontinental Airport. So if you want to fly in and make your reservations, that's the airport to fly into. Now, we also have the new motivational call that will also give you great information on our products as well as our company. And it's held right after this call, Monday through Friday. And that number is 641-715-3865, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598#. This call was originated by our very own Platinum President. We call her Godmother Dorothy Cook, and now it's passed on to by a team of great leaders that are doing wonderful, wonderful job on giving us great information about our products as well as our company. And today is Inspirational Day, and yours truly will be the speaker, and I will be speaking on Keep On Pushing. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we have a wonderful speaker that's going to come forth and give us a word from on high. This woman of God is such a blessing. She is such a humble servant of the Lord. She resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. And she is such a leader. She is a blessing to the masses. She's excited about what God is doing through her family, as well as through Artists International. Minister Ada Levesque Grace is who I'm speaking of. She is a mother. She's a grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. And she co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Now, Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God, and she wants to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word, and that you will see and hear in her voice. Like I say, she's an entrepreneur with Artists International. Artist Life is who we're under the umbrella of right now. Her and Doug are the owners, the proud owners of Ergo, company, and I tell you, God is doing a wonderful work with them through that. I'm getting out of the way because I want to introduce to some and present to others, none other than our very own Minister Ada Levesque Grace. Are you there, Minister Ada?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you. You know, I got to say something about our prayer general, Minister Brenda. She is the sweetest, the most committed woman, one of the most committed women I have ever worked with, and I consider it an honor and a privilege to serve with you, my dear sister, Minister Brenda. Thank you for doing double duty today. You greeted us and seated us into the telecommunications sanctuary this morning, and you also are hosting. So to much is given, much is required, and I tell you, Minister Brenda, we love and appreciate you so very much. I want to honor the founders of this call, who I love so much and have had the pleasure of meeting, and just appreciate them so very much. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we love to call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we have been praying for, and we trust that you are healed and whole. Well, I tell you, I am still reeling from the joy of the Lord in celebrating Resurrection Sunday. I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people sometimes I need to take a little extra time and reflect on Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. What a powerful, powerful thing. Now, I'm not trying to be offensive to anyone, but if you was to go and look for the bones of Muhammad, you would find some bones. Hello, somebody. If you were to go and to find some bones of Buddha, you would find some bones. But how many of you know, if you go and look for the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, you won't find no bones. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy. I'm so thankful that we serve a risen Savior. And today, I want to say a special appeal to those of you, I'm going to stay within my allotted time. I want to say a special appeal to those of you who don't know him. I don't take it for granted because of we live in a world that seems to be getting smaller and smaller, especially with social media and the different ways of communicating today. If you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, I invite you to get in touch with us, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. PK. Anyone that is connected to this ministry would love to lead you in a prayer so that you are saved. Hallelujah. Well, today, if I was to entitle my message today, it would be, now what? Simply, now what? We have come and... For those of you that didn't make it to church or are not affiliated with the church, if you have a Bible or you can do things on the electronics now, my grandson was telling me he's going to download the Bible right on my phone, you can find the story of Jesus all through the scriptures, but the specific scripture about the resurrection, I don't have time to go through it in this time that I have, but you can find the story of the resurrection and leading up to the resurrection in all four of the Gospels, but I specifically like the Matthew, the 27th, and go right through the end of Matthew. But today's text is going to come from the book of Matthew in the 28th chapter, and I'm going to be reading and moving pretty fast through 1 through the 15th verse. And what I also want to say is I want to say happy Women's History Month. I really thank God for the beautiful and wonderful women that God has brought into our life. And you may not know this, but Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK have made history in their own right. And if you don't know our beloved co-founders, I invite you to check them out and get to know them. If she wins, I'll take her over Trump. If she wins, Hillary Rodham Clinton will be the first woman to held as chief the president of the United States of America. So there is a lot of history going on, and I am a history buff who loves the history. But for the sake of time, we're going to get right into the word here. Let me read this to you. Matthew 28, and starting with the first verse. Now, after the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. And there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. Now, just to quickly paraphrase, this is after the resurrection, and the women, both of the Marys, went over there to go and find out what was going on with their Lord, and this is the encounter that they have with the angel. Let's continue. The angel said to the Lord, the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples." Oh, I love the word of God, and I love that when you want something to get done right, no offense, men, you tell a woman. This is what the word said here. It says, the angel came to the women. He said, "What you looking for? He's not here. Let me come and show you." Okay? These are eyewitnesses of the risen Lord. Let's continue here. Then they said, "Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women turned away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Let me stop right there, because that speaks so powerfully to me as a woman. And if you are a woman, it speaks to you. But if you are a man, it speaks to you as well. What I love about this is that, can you imagine? Now, I just want you to imagine right where you are. I am a dreamer from a very young age. I know how to lay down and close my eyes and imagine, use my imagination. I like to look at the clouds and pretend that the different clouds are into certain shapes of animals or different things. I love to use my imagination. But what I love, I don't want you all to miss this. This is so very powerful. It says the women hurried away from the tomb. They were afraid, yet filled with joy. Isn't that an interesting dichotomy there, where you can be afraid yet joyful? And I that speaks so powerful to my soul. I don't know about you, but there have been times when I had to move forward out of my comfort zone. I had to do some things that I was a little nervous about. But if God tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. And that's what I want to say to you, my dear brothers and sisters, today. I don't care what it is that God has specifically called you to do. Even if you are nervous, even if you're inexperienced, even if you feel inadequate, even if you feel afraid, I want you to remember the joy of the Lord, that just like these women here in the Word of God, it says they were afraid, yet filled with joy. Let's continue on. And ran to tell his disciples. Now, suddenly, Jesus met them. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. Let me keep going here for the sake of time. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, once again, he tells them, "Do not be afraid." Where, right where you are, my dear brother, my dear sister, I am saying to you from the word of God by his Holy Spirit, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and they will see me. So here Jesus is instructing the women, giving them specific instructions. And I want to say, I want to say to you all, when I heed the voice of the Holy Spirit, there is always a blessing for me. It's when I'm disobedient or when I am afraid or nervous and I don't do what the Lord tells me that I feel the consequence of that. But whenever I can submit to you today as a living witness, whenever God has told me to do something and I am obedient quickly, there is a blessing. Let me continue. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go into, okay, I read that part. Verse 11, while the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. Now, when the chief priests had met with the elders, they devised a plan. Listen to this. The devil is a liar. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, you are to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been wildly circulated among the Jews to this very day. I'm going to stop right there. Did you see just what happened? Money is an object in and of itself, but the love of money will cause people to do some horrible things. It caused Judas to betray Jesus. And right here, even people in authority, they devised a plan and they lied. They lied. You know why people tell lies? Because they don't want to believe the truth. You know why people devise plans like this? Because they are evil and they are being used by the evil one. Let me correct myself. They have an evil working spirit working through them. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me just slow down. Minister Ada tends to get so excited. But this is why the word is so alive and so rich. It is a living. It is alive. It just does something to my spirit. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning, but I stopped by today on the master's call today to encourage you that Jesus is not dead. Let me give you these takeaways. Hallelujah. Right where you are, I want you to say, and if you're at work, and I understand, if you still have sleepy, I understand, but right where you are, I want you to say, Jesus is not dead. Hallelujah. 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 Number two, there are people who still need to know that Jesus died for them. Do you know there are still people in all this social media, there and all these, there are still people who don't know Jesus as their personal Savior, and that's where you and I come in. Number three, I want you to choose this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Amen. And number four, you are a viable part of the building of the kingdom. So what do we do? In my closing statement to you, what do we do with this good news? Amen. That's what the gospel means. It means good news. This is what we do. Let me finish this chapter off. Jesus tells us exactly what we are to do. Verse 16, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Back to you, Prayer General Minister Brenda.
Well, praise God. I tell you, it is such a blessing to hear that word. It's always good to hear that he rose on that third day morning. Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for sharing with us what God has poured into you, that he is a resurrected Savior. Praise God. That is something to shout about. Yes, it is. Well, I will be asking you to come back and close us out with the benediction. But first, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most holy and righteous Father, we thank you. We glorify you, Father, for being the Holy One, the Awesome One, El Shaddai, all by yourself. We thank you, Father, that you told us you are the first, you are the last. You're the beginning and you are the ending. And besides you, God, there is none other. We thank you, Father, for life and life everlasting. You've given us that life, Lord, because you rose up on that third day morning with all power in your hands. And that same resurrection power is dwelling on the inside of us. And we thank you. We glorify you, Father, because with that we can say we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can say, Lord, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who's given us the strength and the ability and the authority to cast all demon situations under our feet. And you told us, Lord God, that go ye therefore, teach and preach your gospel. And we thank you, Father, that your word is hidden within our hearts, that we may not sin against you, O God. We thank you, Father, for the anointed woman of God who gave us this word this morning, Lord, who reassured us, Father, who we are in Christ Jesus, what you have done for us, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors. We are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And we glorify you, Father, for this woman of God that we ask that you bless her and you pour virtues of blessings and goodness and mercy in her cup, Lord God, till it overflows. We thank you, Father, for blessing her going out and blessing her coming in. Bless her husband, Father, and her children and her grandchildren. Bless her community, her city, Lord God, and everywhere her feet tread and wherever her hands touch. We thank you for blessing. We glorify you, Father, because it's in you that we live, move, and have our very being. So we're asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, to continue to bless Dr. P.K. Roberts, to continue to bless Mother Josie, Father, to continue to bless their households and their families in such a manner, Father God, that we will know that it is nobody but you. We thank you, Father, for Artists International, for Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon, for Alejandro and Elvia. We thank you, Father, for Clement Boyd and Godmother Dorothy Cook and all the Platinums and all those that are partaking, Father God, of the blessings that you poured before us with Artists International and Artists Life. We glorify you, Father, because we realize, Father, that when we seek your face, you will answer. And then you said you would show us great and mighty things we didn't know. We thank you, Father God, for blessing and keeping the bereaved families all over, Father. Place your arms around them, Father, and let them know, Lord, that you're there. Lord, we feel the heartfelt love, Father, for those that are close to us, Lord God, and we thank you for strengthening them. Those that are sick and shut in, Father God, we decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We stand on your word, Father, because we realize that you watch over your word to perform it. So perform your word, Lord, in everybody's lives this day that's on this call. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We realize, Father, it's only in you that we live, move, and have our being. So we thank you that we will go forth in the marketplace, Lord, doing your will as you lead us and guide us into your truth. We glorify you, we honor you, and we praise you for doing it. And it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, TMC family, we love and appreciate each and every one of you. We thank God that you will continue to go on to the next call, which is the new morning motivational call. And I will be the speaker today, speaking on Keep On Pushing. Again, that number is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-pound. And we also want you to go back and listen to this powerful, powerful message. That number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound. 712-432-1085, 957-677-pound. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. We look forward to you being on the call tomorrow morning as well as on a new morning motivational call. We thank and appreciate you, Minister Ada Levette Grace, for giving us that powerful message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, our blessed woman of God, for doing double duty. We so love you, Minister Brenda, and I'm looking forward to your message. Keep on pushing. In closing, I want to leave you with Romans 8 and 11. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. God bless each and one of you. I so love you. God loves you so much more. Go out and be someone's answered prayer. See you right back here on TMC tomorrow. We love and appreciate you. Bye for now.